This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, this is the DJV program on the air everywhere. D for Doug, Doug Steffen, J for Jennifer, Jennifer Horn, and Jay Kirshner, and V for Victoria. Victoria Keevan is here. We were talking earlier, and yeah, not every, I don't count on everybody being here. Average time spent listening on this program is about 45 minutes. So we have that much time to explain some things that are going on. And one of the things that people think needs the most explanation, and I don't know why, but mostly because the information about the conflict between the Israelis and the Palestinians is usually wrong in the news media. Because we talk about the Palestinians and who really is responsible for what their actions are versus the Israelis and who's responsible for the actions over there. The situation with the Palestinians, politically speaking, is the job, if you will, of Hamas. They are self-determined leaders. They don't have elections in Palestine. They do have...
Not like Iran, where the leadership doesn't really reflect the people so much.
No.
But,
right.
This is a terror group that would just as happily kill Arabs as they would kill Jews at this point. And they use child slave labor to dig tunnels. I mean,
yeah,
they're not a group...
This is what you're dealing with. So when people talk, you know, you hear some of these people, the lofty ideas about giving land back to the Palestinians and all of that sort of thing, which may be desirable. I don't know enough about, I feel strongly about the Israelis having a place, whether that was the proper place for them to go. The UN decided after World War II that the Jews needed a homeland after what happened in Germany. And so somehow or other, that area, which is about the size of New Jersey, was cut out of this area that was mostly all Palestine, in essence. And so the Palestinians didn't like it. So from that time to this time, there has been a difficulty between the Israelis and supposedly the Palestinians, but it's more people like, like Arafat, who really started all of this and made a big deal out of it for many years. And I don't even know. I couldn't tell you who his coefficient is today. I just know that it's Hamas. Who's the leader of Hamas? Anybody know what his name is? He's certainly not as famous as Arafat. I don't know what his name is.
No.
And it probably doesn't make any difference. The worst fighting going on there since 2014, that's the bottom line. But if you believe what you read in the New York Times or the Washington Post or the L.A. Times or the Boston Globe, those newspapers, you're going to get the wrong information. And I'm not telling you that they're not telling you the truth. They're ignorant about, they may have reporters over there, but reporters these days have stars in their eyes, and they're all there to convince you that whatever it is that they think is what you should be thinking. And so what it leads to is the reality that people don't understand what has triggered the escalation and the conflict. And they don't understand that it's not Israeli-Palestinian. The conflict is not properly described as the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. It is the Israeli-Hamas and Hezbollah conflict. It doesn't, you know, it happens the Palestinians are just kind of unindicted co-conspirators, if you will. A lot of false information, a lot of garbage that gets published that is not right onto it at all.
I think you need proof of, like, who are the players in all of this. There are plenty of Palestinians, there are plenty of Arabs who live in Israel, right? There are plenty of people who
be
there. They're not just Israeli Jews and everybody gets along. Ask yourself if in any areas of Palestine where Hamas controls things, if there are any Jews living there.
No.
The answer is no, not
no.
one.
Not
because
one.
They would be
and that's the thing with
killed.
The West Bank, Jennifer. That's really the whole business that it really is. East Jerusalem or the West Bank, that's where the Palestinians, and you can see it, by the way, this is such a small area. What is fascinating about this is that we're talking about maybe 30 or 40 acres of land. That's really kind of what we're talking about. It's the size of a small farm. And if you're on one side, if you go out sort of the back door of the walled city, there are caves and there are all kinds of things. You can go down on the Mount of Olives. And you look across, literally, you can throw a stone across the ravine to the Palestinian side. I'm here. If I were on television, I just threw my arm like I was throwing a baseball or a stone. That's how close it is. And just above that is the Mount of Olives that you know, we hear so much about as far as the Bible is concerned, what went on there. And it's considered holy ground by both sides. And that's kind of where the line was drawn in the sand between sort of the east and west, was that valley that separates the West Bank from the East Bank, in essence. And so that's what they're fighting about. That 40, 50 acres of land is what the fight is all about. And when you look out at onto the Jerusalem, the Palestinian side of things, it's filthy dirty. They use rubbish to fill in and build houses on them, you know, that kind of stuff. And I asked that question, I don't know, it was the last time I was there or the time before, about why it's so dirty and nasty over on that side. Well, it supposedly is in Israeli jurisdiction, and the Palestinians refuse to pay taxes to the Israelis because they don't think it's a legitimate government. So the Israelis, in turn, don't offer any services to the Palestinians, so the garbage piles up everywhere, rats like you wouldn't believe. And then they scurry over onto the other side of the mountain, and they make kind of quick work of them because they have animals all over the place. I don't know, the animals that like to eat rats and stuff, they seem to not seem to like the Israeli. It's terrible. It's awful.
I talked to a friend of mine this last week. He's one of the people who's been filling in on my morning show, and he is Jewish, and he has spent a lot of time in Israel. So that's, I mean, look, everybody has a perspective, and I think this is less about the age-old conflict between Palestine and Israel, and more about the intervention of Hamas in this situation.
But how about this, Jennifer? How about Benjamin Netanyahu gaining politically from it? Because that's one of the
Because during wartime, I mean, Victoria, I think, said it last week. It's like, during wartime, are you going to want to switch it up a little bit? I mean, if you were
a Jew. I also said yesterday that I'm hoping that it wouldn't be staying in political power wouldn't be a motivator to stir up conflict. But there are a lot of younger Israelis and younger Jewish people with ties to Israel who I know who don't believe that anything that Netanyahu would do that's out of the goodness for the people. And so a lot of people believe that he absolutely would.
But well, that's how a lot of people feel,
though, right now.
No, I know. But, I mean, just looking at the facts, why would Netanyahu... I mean, Netanyahu has no relationship with Hamas. Hamas wants to rip the throat of Netanyahu.
This all started with Hamas.
Yeah, with Hamas throwing rockets into Israel. So I feel like that's...
But it was actually after that mosque invasion from Israeli police, which was 27 days before. So
that wasn't really an invasion. See, that's how it was portrayed in the media. And this is what I was talking to my friend about. That was
words, sir.
That was actually not an invasion, that they were supposed to be closed out. I don't know. There was like a whole progression up to that, and the news media reflected it not in the way that it happened, at least according to my friend. And if you look at European news media sources,
let's stick with one last point on the media.
I am
going to
make a point about this.
We're talking about media because we haven't talked about the building, and we have not seen any evidence yet. And Secretary Blinken has said he has not seen any Israeli evidence showing that Hamas was in that building where they blew up, that had Al Jazeera, had the Associated Press in it. I mean,
essentially, doesn't mean that they weren't there just because they haven't found any evidence. But that's
Israel said that they had presented the U.S. with evidence, and Secretary Blinken said that he has not seen any evidence of this.
Right.
People in Israel who are and Palestine are saying that there was no evidence and that this was an attempt by Netanyahu to silence the media from reporting on what
they
were doing. That.
That doesn't necessarily
mean
that
it's true. Well, a lot of people are saying
true.
What they want. A lot of Israeli
really
Jews or Zionists
is,
who are saying things that aren't true either. So,
Let's not necessarily get in the last word here, but the way it's presented, for example, over the last 8 days, the people who love the Palestinian cause will play up the fact that 200 innocent Palestinians have died. And that's true. They're victims of this. There were 10 people who died in Israel. So the news reporters will say, well, look at this. We only have 10 people dead in Israel. 200 Palestinians have died. So how is that fair? How is that just? Look at these horrible Jews, the Israelis, what they're doing to the poor Palestinians. They don't have a clue about what is actually going on. Hamas sits in the backyards of some of these homes, and they fire off the rockets.
Yeah,
the Israelis,
they
fire the rockets.
Yeah, they make targets of innocent people.
Yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
Absolutely.
And then they blame it on the Israelis. That's their old game. That's the game right there.
That's a very big terrorist tactic, though. I mean, think about it. Using the media, using innocent people as a shield. And just the point, I mean, this is something that I don't hear a lot of people on the very progressive left talking about. I don't hear the media talking about. But the Palestinian kids are being victimized by Hamas. They are being stolen from their families. They're being put into service for Hamas. They're being forced to dig tunnels all throughout that area because they're the only ones small enough to get down there. And, I mean, this should be outraging people. Their treatment of gays, their treatment of everything that we stand for in Western culture.
I don't know anyone who's defending Hamas.
Representative Cori Bush, Representative Tlaib.
They're saying Hamas is good.
Yes, I've
seen them saying that the Palestinians deserve a voice and the Palestinians deserve to live in peace without the Israelis bullying them.
I'll give you the real situation. Those two are complete ignoramuses when it comes to most things as far as I know.
The pro-Palestine sentiments that I've seen online are very much that the Palestinian people deserve their own voice. They deserve to live in peace, not be bullied by the Israelis, which they are on a daily basis. Israelis admit that too.
No, they don't, Victoria.
I'm talking about, forget about Hamas. I'm talking about the Israeli police. There are young Israelis who are not into the checkpoints. They are not into the settlers. They're not into any of that. And that's a generational thing happening in Israel right now.
Just to give you the exact quote from Representative Cori Bush, she said on Friday on the floor of Congress, "I stand in solidarity with Hamas resistance."
Okay,
come on.
What do you expect from her? And there's a difference. See, there's a difference between liberals and progressives and these people who are lunatics. It's 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Nothing beats the feel of a MyPillow towel when you step out of the shower. Every MyPillow towel is made from proprietary technology that makes them highly absorbent and soft to the touch without any of that lotiony feel. Plus, with a 60-day money-back guarantee, you can try them for yourself, return them if you're not fully satisfied. Made with cotton grown here in the U.S. and available in a lot of different colors, each towel set comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, and a 2-pack of washcloths. For a limited time, get the MyPillow 6-piece towel set, usually $109.99, for only $44.98. Use the promo code DJV when you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square. Enter the promo code DJV. While you're there, take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products. Let's get at it. MyPillow.com. The towel set for $44.98 now with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Join Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Three half the hour here on the DJV program. A couple of podcasts of note. The daily DJV download. The most recent one has a focus on Ricky Schroeder and why he engaged in a spat with a Costco manager. That's trending. Plus the Iowa train derailment that we were talking about. That's that. And Marv Albert hanging up the microphone or his headphones. Probably not the microphone after 61 years. J-Lo and Ben. That's got to be an ongoing thing. Yeah, yeah. Let's hear. I asked if they'd... But did I do that on the air or not this morning?
No, off the air.
It was off the air, okay.
You asked a very pertinent question that I'm sure is on everyone's mind.
Right.
I mean, go ahead. Tell everyone.
Are they making whoopee yet?
And right.
The answer seems to be...
Because I go away for a week.
Way too soon.
To Montana alone with random exes and... Sex never happens.
They were just there looking at the mountains or the plains.
Right.
Oh, the beautiful mountains. Also, the podcast, that, by the way, is available at djvshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And also the DJV Health Show, Jack Stockwell, the results of his 18-day water fast. Says he's lost 35 pounds. How do you do that? He explains.
Drinking water.
Yeah, you just drink water and that's it.
That's evidence.
How much science is there? That one?
Pretty much that's what it is. Okay. So, Jay, Lady Gaga's dog walker, is she working, is it a huge, it was a guy, wasn't it?
His name's Ryan Fisher. He's back on the job less than 3 months after nearly losing his life, and he is not doing late night dog walks anymore. He is walking the dog during the day. I feel like it's still dangerous because those dogs weren't targeted because they were Lady Gaga's dogs. It was the type of dog, and it seems like there's been other reports of, you know, dog nappings of that type of dog. And
there was
some
a
of
stabbing
them
just a week ago.
Yeah, broad daylight.
Over a French bulldog?
Over a bulldog, yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Better stay away from my bulldog.
Oh, well, they're French bulldogs, but yeah, they're so designer right now.
So
they
the
cost
French,
so
wait a
much
minute.
Money.
Now the French bulldog is more valuable than English bulldogs? Come on, really?
Well, they're more expensive right now. Yeah, I mean
but they're ugly. Those
Frenchies are a lot cuter than British bulldogs.
What?
Frenchies are a lot cuter. That's why popular right now. I love big bulldogs, but I'm saying Frenchies are adorable. They're like three. I have a friend who has two of them. She paid $3,500 each for them as puppies.
Wow.
And that was like 5 years ago. It's crazy how much how expensive they are.
Okay. Next up, Nick Jonas has a cracked rib. What happened?
Yes, this is a follow-up from yesterday's story about Nick Jonas needing to be rushed to the hospital during an onset injury. And it was very hush-hush.
An
unnamed project that he's working on, yeah. Mm-hmm. And he had said that he had a cracked rib from a spill on a bike and a few other bumps and bruises. So that's what the injury was.
He and Tucker are great friends. And apparently they're working on something together now that I'm putting two and two together. Well, that's interesting. I'll have to ask that question and get no answer.
What was the question?
Well, Tucker and Nick Jonas are great friends.
Yeah, they were on that Fighting King, that Kingdom show, whatever that thing was that he was on. Yeah.
And they were working on some idea. And I don't know what. I wonder if that's what this is. Okay, let's see. Next, exotic cats. Are we talking about little cats or big cats? Meow.
Some tigers. I feel like news from Tiger King keeps popping up. Nobody can behave themselves.
Is it because of Tiger King that we're paying more attention? How do we know there haven't been tigers wandering around?
This is somebody from Tiger King. This is someone from Tiger King, Jeff Lowe. His park keeps losing attractions. His zoo in Oklahoma was raided recently by like 40 to 50 federal agents. They had a search warrant. They told him he needed to stay inside the house or he'd be arrested. And they're in the process of seizing about 70 animals from Jeff's zoo. And allegedly, they are looking for tiger cubs on the property, though Jeff Lowe claims he does not have any.
Is that illegal?
Yes, part of the Endangered Species Act.
Yeah.
Well, if you're taking care of them, then you're getting more of them.
Well, I don't know. Everyone from Tiger King has been busted now, except for Carol Baskin, which is such a joke because she's basically doing the same thing. Yeah.
28 after the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, I've talked about this before, but I was just at a major pet store the other day looking at toys for dogs and cats, and it really kind of freaked me out a little bit. As I was looking at them, I was noticing how many of these toys were made in very, very foreign countries. Would I give them to my pet? Chances are I wouldn't. I tend to buy stuff that's made in a country like England or even in South America or even, of course, in the United States. It's real important to check toys out carefully. I don't know what type of paint they may be using, what's inside of them. If the toy looks in any way, shape, or form like it may be dangerous, like if the dog chews it, it'll fall apart, or the little squeaker inside is going to pop out, or the dog can swallow the toy whole, just don't buy it. And a lot of people like their cats to play with strings, but cats can often get stuck with the strings in their throat. So be real careful. Look at the toys. Pick them up. Touch them. Feel them. Smell them. If it doesn't look right, move on. Maybe you should make some toys of your own for your pets. I'm Warren Eckstein.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Farm.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
New York's Attorney General has informed the Trump Organization that its investigation into the company is now a criminal probe. In a statement Tuesday night, a spokesman for AG Letitia James said the investigation was being conducted in conjunction with Manhattan District Attorney Cy Vance's office. His office has been looking into allegations against the company of insurance and tax fraud. A homeless man has been identified as the suspected arsonist in the Palisades wildfire burning in the Santa Monica Mountains near Los Angeles. Ramon Santos Rodriguez is accused of starting the fire, allegedly setting the fire last Friday. The L.A. County Fire Department says the blaze is 32% contained and have lifted evacuation warnings in the area. And government entities in Texas won't be able to enforce any mask mandate. Governor Greg Abbott signed an executive order Tuesday stopping local mask requirements and laying out fines for officials that try to enforce them. The governor said that Texans should decide whether to wear a mask, not their government. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Several members of the New York Yankees baseball organization have come down with COVID-19. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
9 members of Major League Baseball's New York Yankees who are vaccinated have tested positive for COVID with breakthrough infections. Yankees manager Aaron Boone saying everyone that's tested positive is doing quite well. 7 of the infected members are asymptomatic and 2 have mild symptoms. All the members who tested positive received the Johnson & Johnson single-dose COVID-19 vaccine on April 7th. Regarding the effectiveness of one vaccine versus another, Dr. John Torres tells NBC's Today Show,
"The bottom line is, looking at the hospitalizations and deaths from COVID, they're all equally effective at preventing that, which is, at the end of the day, the endpoint we're looking at, making sure people don't get sick. But when you look at the effectiveness of preventing you from the virus getting in your body and multiplying maybe a little bit enough to get you positive on a test or maybe mild symptoms, they can differ a little bit there. But the main point to remember is you want to prevent the spread and you want to prevent getting sick from coronavirus, and that's what the vaccines do across the board, all 3 of them. And so all 3 of them are very, very effective."
All 3 vaccines were created in record time under the government's Operation Warp Speed. A $1 billion Space Force satellite to support U.S. military missile defense systems launched into orbit from Cape Canaveral, Florida, Tuesday. The satellites will give the United States and allied forces early warning of any missile launches from around the world. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Fry.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Comes from, you'll love the American Family Farmer podcast. Just visit AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com and press play, or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
After the hour, the DJV program, Inside the World of General Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and you. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, let's find out what's going on with Carol Baskin. I heard the whole story, or a lot of it, so let's talk to the audience about what she's doing, blaming Ted Cruz. Good for her. Over the tiger that got loose in Texas. Why is she still not, I mean, she's still kind of wandering around.
That's the question. That's how is she staying through this? I mean, she's... You know, she's accused of murdering her husband and feeding him to the tigers. She's accused of... And
accused by whom? The authorities obviously haven't accused...
The authorities have looked into that, but they can't prove anything. There's no body. His her ex-husband's 2 adult daughters and ex-wife, they all have said that that's what they believe happened. They want answers. They've been trying to find answers forever. The sheriff actually is on camera saying they know that the signature of Don Lewis, her ex-husband, It was fake. She forged it. Yeah. But, like, how do you know that someone forged a will which gave her millions of dollars and yet they can't arrest her? I don't get it.
You know what's really got to be awful? I mean, we all, I know we kind of, and we all love Tiger King and we watch it and they become these cartoon characters almost.
Yeah.
But think if you're the family of Don Lewis, how that must irk you. That Carol Baskin's been on Dancing with the Stars.
She's like a hero.
Yeah. Like people, you know, I was her for Halloween, like those, I mean, like, people must be going, wait a second, this woman killed my dad.
Right.
Great.
That's got to be rough.
All right. Other people in the news. Courtney Love is slamming Lily James and Pam and Tom. What is this about? Courtney Love hasn't been in anybody's mind for years.
Well, she's friends with Pamela Anderson, and this new Hulu show, the limited series called Pam and Tommy, it's all about their famous sex tape. Lily James, I don't know if you guys have seen pictures. I cannot believe.
You mean Tommy, Courtney Love's ex-husband?
No. Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee. Yeah, they were married. They had the famous sex tape. So I cannot believe that skinny little English Lily James, who played Cousin Rose on Downton Abbey, has somehow morphed so incredibly into Pamela Anderson, boobs and all. You should see the picture, Jen. It was on
who is this
page six yesterday.
Yeah, they're amazing.
What's her name?
I mean, Lily James.
Lily James. She was Cinderella,
which girl,
right?
Is she?
Yes, she was Cinderella. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
Lily James?
Oh, my God. How many more times do we have to say the name Lily James?
Oh,
well, when I first saw the photos, I almost thought it was her until I saw Sebastian Stan. I'm like, okay, well, you can tell that's Sebastian Stan and not Tommy.
Right, right. So anyway, Courtney Love is very upset that they've made this, you know, this whole mini-series about it. She said that the sex tape ruined Pamela Anderson's life and that it was traumatic for her and that now, you know, Hulu is just capitalizing on her trauma. I mean, I'm going to watch it, so sorry. Definitely watching this.
Who did she play?
Who did she play on?
She was Cousin Rose, the girl who was dating the black jazz musician on Downton Abbey. And then she got married to somebody else, and she was in the movie,
But I'm seeing her with a picture of that guy that's in the divorce show.
Yes. Well, apparently she filmed a movie with him and had an actual affair, and then he had this weird thing that he said he and his wife are still very much together. It was strange. She's also in that movie Yesterday, the movie about the Beatles songs, after the power goes out. Mm-hmm. It's a great movie.
Yeah, such a lot of stuff.
Maura Tierney's in the divorce show.
No one's talking about that. Lily James isn't on that show.
I'm listening. I'm talking about
whoever. Oh, my God. Keep up. No one cares about the divorce show. It's called The Affair. Yeah, I know.
I think we just had a power outage and Doug had a
I know. Doug's brain has had a power outage.
Beatles song?
Right.
Next up, She Loves You. Yeah. Martha Stewart is the next name in the news.
Martha Stewart.
She packed the car.
Yeah. All right. Every once in a while, it kind of sneaks out. Don't get
well,
too
you make
excited,
fun of Chucker, so.
That's right. I do. Right. So you can feel free to make fun of me. I get it. Martha Stewart has corrected a fake news story about her peacocks. Yesterday, Jennifer, you missed my announcement here.
Thank God, because I was really upset about this.
We have peacocks on the farm now. Did I tell? I said that on the air. Yesterday, didn't I?
Yesterday, you mentioned that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Right. Okay. So now Martha is copying me and wants to have peacocks in her backyard. So apparently,
she has peacocks. She's got 21 of them.
Right.
I don't know why she would want them. They are so noisy. They are so
and they're nasty.
She said they're very friendly. This is part of the thing.
Well, you can make them friendly.
She said they're very friendly, and she said they're very clean. And she said their little house that they live in, which must be a pretty big house, there's 21 peacocks. But she said that it's a very clean house, and that they're gorgeous, and they're loud.
My house is a very, very fine house.
True. Yeah. They are just very loud. That is not fake news, because we have them in our neighborhood. They just walk around, which is weird.
I don't understand stray peacocks. Did they escape from a zoo or something?
It's a thing in a lot of California neighborhoods. We have peacocks.
We found these two. I don't know where the kids found them, but they found them out, and they brought them back, and they seem to be happy to be in a place that's secure.
I've only seen two in my life, and one was in England, wandering around one of the, you know, those Hampstead Heath or something, one of those houses, you know, old houses, and then the other, because there were a couple at Versailles. But they were, they're part of.
If you ever come for a visit, I'll take you. We'll just walk.
So they're like wandering around Compton in California.
Well, not quite. I don't know about Compton, but in my neighborhood, yeah, they're just walking around. They walk around freely. And they must do, like, the Ben and J-Lo thing because they multiply quickly. I mean, lots of them.
What do they eat? Yeah. They eat garbage?
Wait a minute. Are we saying that J-Lo is pregnant with Ben Affleck's child?
Well, she's 50-something, so that would be a miracle.
No, you can have babies.
Well, if anybody could do it, she probably.
Not with your own eggs.
And look good doing it.
Why? What do you mean? Yeah, I know somebody who's 53, 54 had a baby. Next.
No.
Name in the news, Martin Bashir. If there's a bigger jerk in captivity, I don't know who it is, but he is one stupid, arrogant SOB. So he's now in the news because I don't even know why I followed this, but he gives journalists a bad name. He's stepping down because of something that happened with the Diana interview, an old interview. But this happened in 1995. So what do they find? What dirt did they find this guy? I can give you plenty of dirt on him from Uri's point of view.
Yeah, well, they found now that there's an investigation that BBC is doing, or whatever the company was that produced that interview. And the Earl of Spencer, Diana's brother, he said that basically Martin Bashir tricked her into doing that infamous interview.
With Michael Jackson.
Well, but apparently
he got Uri to set up the thing with Michael, and then he tricked him, and yeah, Michael never spoke to Uri again.
Right. Well, you know, the Earl of Spencer says that he was tricked into introducing Diana to Martin Bashir. Bashir apparently had all this, like, he had fabricated evidence, supposed evidence, and all kinds of documents and things, and the guy who actually produced them works for some sort of a prop company, and he said he thought they were for a movie. So he didn't even realize that this was basically tricking Princess Diana into doing this interview.
And I never wish the ill on anybody, but...
he's got COVID really bad. Like, he might not live.
Goes around, comes around. Yeah. What goes around, comes around. Okay, next up, Carrie Underwood, somebody much more pleasant. She has a Las Vegas residency planned. Now, I wonder how all of this stuff's going to shake out. We were just talking, I was on the air, off the air, about Fenway Park being open and fully... open next Friday. So is this going to happen in Vegas, and is it going to happen everywhere? We're going to have complete performances, lots of shows this summer. Let's go to concerts. Whoopee. Is that what really is? She's got a residency.
Sure, that's what a lot of the people in Vegas
December,
would like
though.
To see.
Well, but it's not till December. Right?
I think she's going to do great with this because she just had that Christmas album that came out last year. Yeah, and so it'll be Christmas time. She can do all of her hits really good live. And she doesn't, I've never seen her live, but doesn't she put on like a really big kind of show? Like a lot of
sparkle.
She
does. She's one of those artists who will ask for the sun, the moon, and the stars just to see how much they're willing to give her. Like, she goes above and beyond.
Mm. Really?
Cool.
So is now, I confuse her with who?
I don't know.
Is she on The Voice or is she on?
Oh, what's her name? She came from American Idol.
Yeah, right. From the divorce show. She came from American Idol, like, season, what, 3?
She was a contestant, yeah.
But who's the judge on The Voice?
Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly Clarkson. Okay, I confused the two of them all.
No, there's no.
What do you mean, no?
No,
I
just
confused
no.
them. What do you mean, no? I confuse them all the time. No, oh, yes, I do confuse them.
Doesn't this Doug's Dementia Report brought to you by Calitrin.
Very cute. Sandra Oh. Not going back to Grey's Anatomy, apparently there was a rumor around that she was going to go back because they renewed the show again for another season, and the gossip was that there was a possible return. Does she not get along with Pope Pompeo?
No, there was never a rumor of her going back. That's just what the fans want. But she loves everybody and loves the show, and she's made it clear that she's moved on. She hasn't been on the show in 7 years.
Right.
So that's just what the fans are.
I would start back watching again if she came back. I loved her relationship.
I think she's really I haven't paid much attention except to the earlier years when Dr. McDreamy was on. I thought that was kind of fun, but it seems like it's just like every other medical procedural show that's on to me when I've tried to catch it here and there. But I admit to not watching.
Well, after 20 years or 20 seasons or whatever, you've got to, you know, it's hard
you
to
know
keep
what
it fresh.
You find the, like, all these med shows, how many are there's the guy who used to be the bad guy in The Blacklist, who's now a doctor, and it was at New Amsterdam. That's his show. And then the kid that was the lawyer in The Good Wife. He's a doctor on some show on Fox. Let's see. Who else? We got the Chicago Med Bunch. And then we have Grey's Anatomy. What other? And these 911 shows that turn out to be medical shows. It's all the same show. It's all the same scripts. They all the same stories. Somebody gets killed in an accident. They bring him in, try to revive him. Who watches that crap?
You do. You're always telling us.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You just listed off every single one.
Right. Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. Let's see here. One more name in the news. Richard E. Jackson, Dallas County prosecutor. Put a couple of homeless black men on trial in 2000 for murder, and now he's been disbarred. He withheld evidence. These guys were cleared of murder. This is not one. This is the guy you'd like to see run over by a truck or something. You know, get what he deserves, because that's what he deserves. He got convictions on these two guys, Dennis Allen and Stanley Mose. They were sentenced to life in prison for killing somebody they didn't even know. And
can I tell you what I bet this was about? I know everybody's going to go lowest common denominator to racism, but what do you bet he probably picked him up for that because they were homeless and they didn't have a way to really defend themselves.
All black guys look the same, yeah.
Well, no, not
well,
that.
But the witnesses couldn't even identify who had done it. So they just, you know, it was a mess.
They picked up some homeless guys who couldn't defend themselves, probably, so that he could check off that he got the big prosecution. For so many of these people, especially, yeah. And I would guess, elected office, they're looking to fulfill their record more than anything else.
Yeah. He got
too much power.
Yep, exactly, in the hands of the few. 47 after the hour here on the DJV program.
What's really important? This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. All too often, many of us get caught up in the petty minutiae of everyday struggles. If we're not careful, we can find ourselves feeding into gossip, staying closed-minded, as if we have all the answers, or just plain old losing focus. If we ever really want to get back on track, however, there's a simple formula. Ask yourself what's really important to you. And I mean really important. Think big picture here. At the end of your life, will it really matter if you got the extra scoop on so-and-so? Will it have been worth it to have closed yourself off to others' perspectives? Will it have been worth it to lose focus from what you really wanted? When you keep your vision locked into the big picture, what's really important to you, things like pettiness and remaining attached to what you know will move into the background, and you can focus more on what it is that you really want in life. For help along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Muppets special this Halloween, Muppets Haunted Mansion, coming to Disney Plus. Do we care, ladies?
Max, I love the Muppets.
Yeah. I do, too. I love the Muppets, yeah. I don't like Disney Plus, but I do like the Muppets.
I don't even know what Disney Plus is.
I do, too. It's a streaming
show. I do, too, and I don't know why.
I'm taking my toys and going home.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my baseball and...
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in a new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word MONEY to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Back now with a focus on you, your mind, your reasoning, your ability to think and act. And Uri Geller is here from Israel. He lives in a village outside of Tel Aviv called Old Jaffa. Certainly have been exposed to and experienced this whole Midrash. This last couple of weeks been kind of tough for people that live in Israel. I guess tough for the Palestinians as well. Most people don't really understand the difference between the Palestinian people and Hamas. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, Doug, you know, Hamas is very well equipped with killing machines. The Palestinian people, sadly, are getting hurt while the Israeli Air Force are bombing Hamas targets very, very diligently and pedantically and with great precaution not to kill civilians. But nevertheless, you know, people die in war. So do we. We get rockets. As I speak to you right now, I'm looking at the TV, and there are missiles flying in. An hour and a half ago, two people were killed from a Hamas missile. So this is war, and war is never good. Also, there is an uprising right now. Palestinians and Hamas, different factions of their military are shooting at Israeli police. So it's not a good situation right now. So I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, let me ask you something that has to do with the way you function. Over the years, one of the things that's been a hallmark of yours has been to help people fix problems. And I know how many times we've used the exercise fixing watches, fixing things that work. And then, you know, using the mind to make things better. We talked about you and the Suez Canal ship and how people focusing with you on that moved it off of the problem that it had.
Yes.
Can that same tool be used here to get people to sort of think that we don't need the war or that we need to bring it to a conclusion? I don't know how to phrase it, but can you help that way? Can we all help that way?
Well, we can all, you know, I get hundreds of emails a day, and on my WhatsApp, which is the Uri Geller, on my Twitter, on my Facebook, people are saying, we're praying for you, we're praying, be safe. So I'm asking everyone to pray for peace on both sides, so the killing stop, the rockets stop, and God, the miracle will be when there will be a long-lasting peace all over the world, not only in Israel. So that's what I'm asking your listeners to do. Let's do it maybe tonight, your time at 11:11. Think positive. Give a prayer for peace. Think about Israel. Think about the struggles that are happening here now. And maybe that will help. I don't want to say maybe. I'm sure it's going to help. How it works, I really don't know. I believe it has to do with the laws of the universe, spirituality, even religion. But do you agree with me, Doug?
Well, you just to put a thought back into my mind about where thoughts come from, where words originate, where ideas come to the surface, what makes our mind think what it does, and then the blessing of being able to express ourselves with our thoughts. That's a pretty amazing thing, isn't it, when you get
yes,
down to it?
Yes, yes. Yes, and you know, Doug, if you look at the population of planet Earth, 8.5-9 billion people, most of them are religious. Most of them have faith. Most of them go to synagogues, churches, mosques, houses of prayers. In any domination, in any religion, they go and pray. So there must be something up there, out there, that is listening to us, that is absorbing our prayers. So that's let's do that tonight. I have to go now because things are getting here worse. We love you all, and send your prayers to everyone here.
Thoughts are things, as far as I'm concerned, and so are the same words coming out of your mouth. Basically, you agree, thoughts are things. Uri Geller has a fabulous website. Partake of what's there. See what's going on with his new museum. URIGELLER, UriGeller.com. And you can learn to douse using the new book that he has. You can find it there as well, UriGeller.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.